In Hebrews 10, we're told to promote love and good works. For years, Elizabeth Elliot has been pointing women to Jesus and challenging them to live a life characterized by love, good deeds, and devotion to God's Word. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Drawing on her decades of personal study and the application of God's principles as a daughter, mother, wife, and missionary, Elizabeth reminds us that anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, continuing my talks today on the subject of death and old age. Now, you can turn the radio off if you don't like the idea of death, but there isn't a one of us who has any way of knowing just when we may be called for. Some of you heard the story of the daughter of Steve Saint. Steve Saint was the son of one of five American missionaries who were killed in 1956. Steve's father was Nate Saint. Steve is a godly man. He had a lovely daughter, and that daughter was only 20 years old when God called her home to himself. We never know. Her name was Stephanie. My husband and I, my daughter, my son-in-law, my grandson, had all visited Steve and Jenny Saint in their jungle home on the very river where the five men had been killed. And they had their son, one of their two sons, and their daughter Stephanie with them at that time. This was a few years ago. So we knew Stephanie just briefly, but what a lovely girl she was. And suddenly she had a brain hemorrhage and was gone almost instantly. And you know what Steve and Jenny did when they realized that their daughter was with the Lord? They went to the piano and they sang hymns, not fearing death, relinquishing that lovely daughter to God. So she never saw anything like old age. But we don't know, do we, when God will call for us. There is a hatred of old age, which is due to the fear of death. It's our business to face it. Dietrich von Hildebrand speaks about the Christian's duty to overcome the fear of death. Why should we be afraid? There's a lovely little song that I'm told Chinese Christians were singing back in World War II when they were being pursued by enemies. The words were, "I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. I will look upward and travel onward and not be afraid." Someone is listening to me who is afraid. Remember, you are surrounded by angels. You are loved with an everlasting love. You have a heavenly Father who brought you into being and one day wants to call you back to his wonderful home. Are you going to stew and fret and worry about what horrible things might happen to you today or tomorrow or next week? Or are you going to take quietly and thankfully, one day at a time? That's what I want to do. And I would ask your prayers that the Lord will enable me to do that. We need to accept old age. And don't give me this nonsense of, "You're not old." Well, I happen to be 73 when I'm writing this. That's old. That's beyond the biblical quotient of 70. Well, am I willing to accept the fact that my memory is nowhere near as good as it used to be? It's hard to give that up. George MacDonald wrote this, "Father, thou art my eternity, not on the clasp of consciousness, on thee my life depends, and I well afford all to forget, just so you remember, Lord. In you I rest. In sleep you fold me. In labor I am still with you. I'm growing old. I'm dying. Will I not in thee, my life, be bold? I want to be bold in living for God and dying for God. As we get older, and I don't just say as we get older, you know, people are always saying, well, we're all getting older. Well, that's perfectly true. If you're 3 years old, you're getting older. But to be unwilling to say, I'm old, is foolish, just plain silly. I don't want to be bothered by other people's attitudes. And may the Lord give me grace to be willing to be left out and left behind because I'm old. For younger people, it's hard to have to put up with old people, especially if you have to help them out of bed or help them to the bathroom or even just help them up the stairs or down the stairs or into the car or out of the car, whatever it is. Be gracious in accepting help or in refusing it, however it seems to you that God is asking you to respond. Now, every one of us lives in a body. We are conscious or unconscious, strong or weak. But in any case, that body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, why does God need a body? He wants a whole lot of bodies on this planet Earth because he wants us to be shrines in which we can offer his intercession. In other words, in my body, I want to glorify the Lord Jesus. I want to intercede through him for other people. And I know some godly people who have been bedridden for years, and they don't spend their lives feeling sorry for themselves and getting angry with the people who take care of them. They are people who pray, who are gracious, who are radiant with the love of Christ, and I have been greatly blessed in meeting a good many of them. Thousands of you who have heard Joni Erickson and have seen her in person see a radiant woman who is, humanly speaking, almost totally helpless. But she's a woman with a radiant face, a woman who, because of an accident when she was only a teenager, will be in that wheelchair for the rest of her life. She has to be dependent. Every now and then, I bump into her on different travels, and I always see a radiant face. And you know what she says? She always says to Lars and me, oh, we have to sing. And sometimes in rather odd places, she has just started singing, and we've had to join in, of course, delightedly. In John 21, verses 18 and 19, Jesus said, I tell you the truth. When you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. And Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. And then he said to him, follow me. Some of us are going to be like that person described in Jesus' words. You will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. I want to be pliable. I want to be gracious in my old age. I want to be willing to be taken where I don't want to go, but somebody else knows I need to. I want to accept suffering in whatever form it happens to come. And I believe that this is indeed the key to joy. My program is called Gateway to Joy. And I'm sure that there are many bedridden listeners to Gateway to Joy. I get their letters, and I thank you for them. A Christian should willingly enter into suffering, his own or that of those he loves. It will pass. It's not worthy to be compared with the glory which is to follow. And one of the great bywords that I have learned from Amy Carmichael is these four words: in acceptance, lieth peace. Have you accepted old age? In acceptance lieth peace. That is a deliberate, clear-cut transaction with God. It is a yes, Lord. And God is going to give you peace, He's going to give you joy, and He will make you like a watered garden. Even though you're old, even though you're sick, God can do that. May He bless you and give you a song today.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.